It is time for the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street near the hospital. Vandermark, a trusted name in jewelry. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. How are you doing, Dave?
Doing all right, thanks.
Thanks. All right, let's look at some of the stories that maybe people have been wondering a little bit about. One of those is sort of that mysterious couple of mysterious billboards. I say mysterious only because they had the messages about Elyria being a ghost town, and turn out the lights. Of course, at the bottom, if you were able to see, it was put out by the Elyria Republican Party, and I guess the Democrats in the city also kind of had a response to that. So this is kind of a little back and forth going on, it seems.
Yeah, well, earlier on in this month, the Republican Party put up a couple billboards over there on East Bridge Street, and basically, as you said, you know, last one out of Elyria, turn out the lights, and Elyria is one of the, you know, and this is me paraphrasing, but you know, Elyria is the largest, you know, one of the largest ghost towns in the state of Ohio, and the Republican Party, and especially Chairman Jeff Baxter, who is running for city council for Elyria City Council this year, said the billboards were basically designed to create a discussion among residents. He told that to some of my colleagues, and it was after the second billboard went up that Mr. Baxter said, you know, really started to get attention, and he said, you know, we're basically the wooden spoon stirring the pot in Elyria, him referencing the Republican Elyria Republican Party, trying to provoke people and citizens to action. Democrats basically came back with a letter that said, you know, These were some hurtful attacks on people who have lived in Elyria for 3, 4, and 5 generations. That council is basically standing on its accomplishments, noting some of the things that it has done. And the majority of Elyria City Council has been Democrats. You know, for the longest time, and the last Republican to serve there was Jack Baird. Of course, he's now moved on to the Lorain County Board of Elections. You know, Mr. Baird didn't sign this. Didn't sign this letter that was signed by all the council members, all the Democratic council members, Judy Keyes, Brenda Davis, Mark Jesse, Kenny Oswald, Diane Simmons, Donna Mitchell, Jack Serra, Phil Tillette, Vic Stewart, and Tom Callahan. So they signed and said this is not, you know, this is not the way that we want to go about doing things. And I would, you know, and there are some people who would point to things that have happened in Elyria as being, you know, beneficial. Yeah, there have been some businesses lost. Certainly, but before I started working with the Chronicle-Telegram and afterwards, a lot of plans for say Bendix to move out of the city, and we've had some other businesses move out of the city. The hospital is still over there, you know, going strong, and I've done some stories about them expanding, but then they've also lost the birthing center. There's a lot of things happening in Elyria, and it's you know, far be it for me to take one side or the other. But this is an argument that will probably be going on well through the election this year.
From an advertising standpoint, though, I think it was somewhat effective that it did sort of start some dialogue, or at least make people wonder what this is about. There is a buzz that was created because of it.
Absolutely, and especially online and some of the Facebook groups, you know, that Elyria residents take to push their complaints or to say good things about, you know, city workers who come out and you know, clean out their ditches or help them with utilities issues. It definitely has started a conversation, and you know, our editorial board has written an editorial about it, and also our editor emeritus Andy Young has written a letter about it as well. And we continue to cover, you know, things that happen in the city of Elyria at the Chronicle-Telegram, you know, as they happen. There's some building going on over at Abbey Road and Broad Street. You know, we've got some, we've got the Speedway coming down and being rebuilt, and also the old Huntington Bank building over there coming down, and Speedway putting in more pumps. Dunkin' Donuts going in over at that corner. So there are little things that are happening here and there around the city. You know, there have been some, there was a Jimmy John's put up, you know, up there by all the hotels and by the interstate, you know, and there a new get-go up there as well. Some development going on kind of on the north side amongst, you know, some of the convenience stores and smaller shops. So there's things going on, but we also have reported heavily on, you know, what's going on at Midway Mall. the multitude of owners of property over there, and some of it has been bought, and some of it's been sold, and some of it's stuck in court cases. So there's a lot happening in the city of Elyria, and we reported on quite a bit of that.
Of course, if you drive down Broad Street, the big thing that's still happening is the demolition of old Uncle Vic's. And, of course, you had the other building that was taken down purposefully, but the debris is kind of mixed in together. There's just this whole area where it looks like buildings once stood, and now there's rubble. So that kind of has a different impression if you don't really know all the story that's going on. But let's maybe get an update on the demolition of the building that once housed Uncle Vic's. What can you tell us about that at this point?
So I think everybody remembers the night of February 24th when the old Uncle Vic's Mardi Gras, you know, Benchwarmers building caught fire. And there's currently a criminal case making its way through the courts in regards to that, where two younger people have been charged with setting that and with some other charges related to that. For the moment, they're still doing a lot of cleanup. Now, there's no asbestos. A lot of people have been talking about the asbestos angle, and there's no asbestos in the Uncle Vic's. In the Mardi Gras part of the building, according to my colleague Lena Yost, who's been following this story since it first broke. There is asbestos, however, on the Uncle Vic's side of the building, and that's going to have to be abated, but the rest of the debris can just be carried off. Now, Kevin Flanagan, who owns the property, he's on the hook for the demolition costs and for the abatement costs and things like that. But fortunately, for commuters and for people trying to get through on Washington Avenue, the timeline for Washington Avenue is that it should be open by about April 15th, according to Lena's reporting. So that's a benefit there, that there's one more way that you'll be able to get through once they have a bunch of that debris cleared up. So you're looking at about 3 weeks before that's actually completed. And we've had photographers going down, every couple of days to take photos and do some drone shots of the cleanup down in that area. And we've done several stories with people sharing their memories of Uncle Vic's and Mardi Gras and the rest of the businesses that were in that building up until, you know, a couple some years ago, again, long before I got to Elyria. So I didn't have any experiences at Uncle Vic's, but a lot of people sure have.
Talking to Dave O'Brien of the Chronicle-Telegram, what's some of the stories and things you're working on this week?
Well, I'm continuing to work on our anniversary COVID coverage. Some stories about what COVID did to Lorain County and Elyria and some of the agencies and businesses and folks, what their memories are of the past year and how things have changed in our lifestyles. Also working on a short story about a state audit that came down for LaGrange Township that had a finding for recovery or something that they said that the township needs to fix, in order to be to have a good audit. So I'll be working on those and just whatever else comes down the pike.
Well, that's news. That's what's news. What does the next day bring, really? And that's why you get to work to find out that story, because you never know how things are going to develop. What things have you heard on the scanner? This is Rocco's favorite part. I didn't want to leave it out. what scanner story can you share with us today?
Well, I can give you a real short one again from our friends over at Northeast Ohio Scanner at @Neo_scan on Twitter. This one's Dateline Cleveland. A female is, quote, unhappy that Cleveland police will not drive her back to Canton, unquote. The police department not being a taxi service in this situation.